Hello and welcome to our Faith Talks by CoChurch. My name is Bevan and it is such a pleasure to be connecting with you today. The whole point of these Faith Talks is really just to give you some food for thought, some insights, some biblical teaching that really helps you to grow in your relationship with Jesus. The best way that you can process these talks is with other people. We don't want these to be just a presentation. We want them to be a conversation. We want you to process, to ask questions, to share your insights as well. So the best thing you can do is just invite two or three other people to join you while you view this talk. Set up a Zoom call, share your screen, watch the talk, and then have a conversation and pray together. We really hope that these talks are helpful, and hopefully we're going to see you soon again. So one of our favorite family movies is the movie Cool Runnings. I don't know if you've ever seen it. If you haven't, do yourself a favor. It is a classic. And in the words of the great Sanka, who is a part of the Jamaican bobsled team, the first ever Jamaican bobsled team, he says it like this: feel the rhythm, feel the rhyme, get on up, it's bobsled time. Now, I know that I sound nowhere near as cool as somebody with a Jamaican accent saying that little statement that I'm talking about. But we are currently talking about rhythms. And we're talking about how essential a healthy rhythm is in life and faith. Life may not be easy. It may not even get any easier, but we can get better. And we get better by finding a healthy rhythm. In talking about you and I getting better, for me, that is always directly connected to my relationship with Jesus. The closer I am to Christ, the more active my faith is, the more sincere it is, the better I am. And when we're speaking about better, just to recap, we're talking about being better people, a better husband, a better wife, a better son or daughter, a better parent, better in our soul, better in our health, better in finding healing and wholeness. We can be better if we see a settled, healthy rhythm taking place in our life. Now, if you want to break down life in the context of rhythms, we have fairly natural rhythms that we live by. We have a daily rhythm. We have a weekly rhythm. Then there is more of a seasonal or termly rhythm. And then you kind of get on into annual rhythms as well. What I want to do today is focus right in on the daily rhythm. I remember when we first moved back to South Africa after living overseas for a long time, I read a book authored by a guy whose name is Aubrey Marcus. He is an entrepreneur. And the title of the book was simply Own the Day. And the premise of it is that if we own the day, we can own the life. In other words, if we're talking about settling into a rhythm that is consistent and long-term, it actually has to start today. Because today is the only time that we have. If you think about our faith is a now faith. It's not a faith that relies on yesterday, and it's not a faith that we can kind of pick up sometime tomorrow, because now is all we have. And so our faith is to be a daily faith. If we want to settle into a rhythm, don't worry too much about the week ahead. Don't even worry too much about the months ahead. Just concern yourself with today, a daily rhythm, and finding health in every aspect of your life. If we want to look at the teachings of Jesus, he speaks a lot about today, a lot about now, and our faith being active. In Matthew chapter 6, it is one of the most significant portions of Scripture because it is Jesus himself teaching followers of him how to pray. Now, if we want to think about getting better, if we want to think about navigating the times in which we live, prayer is an absolute essential component of navigating life well and growing in our faith. Prayer is that sense of reliance on God. Prayer is that communication. It's that aspect that allows us to develop in our intimacy with our Creator. And so in Matthew 6, Jesus, who is God, he's teaching us to pray. But I want you to notice the tense in context of time. We have past, present, and future. Look at what Jesus teaches us about prayer. Matthew chapter 6, we would know it as the Lord's Prayer. It's actually our prayer. Jesus says this: "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." This prayer specifically speaks of a present tense, and it speaks of today. Give us today our daily bread. As Jesus was teaching them at that time, as much as he is teaching us now in our time, what he is encouraging us in is a daily rhythm of reliance on God, a daily activation of our faith, a daily pursuit of God's presence. He teaches further in the Gospels, in the book of Luke, and listen to what he says here. "Then he said to all of them," remember, Jesus now teaching, "whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily." This faith that we have is a now faith. And if we want to settle into a rhythm that is essential to best navigate, to be at our optimal state, it begins today. Someone that I admire from a distance, I don't know them personally, but have listened a lot to what they have to teach and say, read some of their books. His name is Tim Ferriss, and he hosts a very, very popular podcast. And what he does is he interviews some of the world's most influential people, from business leaders to incredible creative artists to teachers to people who have made a significant impact in life. And he has these conversations with them and picks up so much incredible wisdom from them. What he did was he actually compiled a lot of those conversations in the format of a book. The book's title is called Tools of Titans. And he condensed a lot of those conversations and really just wanted to kind of glean some practical tips to get some insights from these phenomenal people as to how they live and give some advice for others who want to know what these people do. And it is amazing that throughout this book, there is a common thread when it comes to people who could be deemed as being successful. And that isn't just in a monetary terms. It comes down to their marriages and relationships and to their living with a sense of purpose and their creative production as well. The vast majority would all credit a daily devotion to their life of health and well-being. They're talking about mindfulness. They're talking about meditation. Now, what we can do is we can kind of dismiss that. You know, it's a new age concept. It's not applicable to us. But listen, meditation is a Bible principle. To spend time considering on a daily basis is something that Jesus himself did and also implores us to do. God himself speaks about us living out of this daily activation that forms a rhythm of health in our lives. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, this is a time when now the people of God, who we actually referred to in last week's talk in the book of Exodus, that they had come from generations of oppression in one nation to now being led out into freedom through the leader that is Moses. They are now on the cusp of walking into the promise that God had for them. Moses was passing on the leadership mantle to a guy called Joshua. And so Joshua is now about to lead these people into essentially uncertainty. There is promise before them, which there is promise before every single one of us, but they were about to go into the unknown. And this is what God is saying to Joshua. Keep this book of revelation, this book of the law, God's words, always on your lips. Meditate day and night, a rhythm of daily activation, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Here God is instructing someone to not move away from his precepts, from his principles, from his words, but to abide in them daily, day and night, to find this daily rhythm in order that you might be prosperous and successful. Now, he wasn't going into easy times, but he would know because of this daily activation, because of this rhythm, he was going to go in stronger than ever before, because there is this connection to the very source of life. Meditation, practicing daily activations of faith. Have you settled into a daily rhythm? Do you take a moment where you set aside all the distractions and look only to God? If you are listening to this talk, the hope is that you're not listening to it by yourself, that you might be gathered with two or three other people. What I would like you to do once this is finished very, very shortly is just take a moment to actually talk about what I've shared with you. Start to ask questions, to pose thoughts, to give your insights. Perhaps you can ask yourself and others that you are connected to, what does a good day look like to you? You know, when people ask you the question, how was your day? Have you ever considered, well, I can't answer that legitimately because I don't have a frame of reference as to what a good day looks like. So spend a moment and think, talk amongst yourselves. What does a good day look like to you? With such full lives, ask the question, is it even reasonable to consider a daily practice? And speaking about practice, here is a practice that I want to ask you to do. I want you to schedule just 5 minutes. That's all. Don't aim for an hour or just five. 5 minutes and start even today. 5 minutes where you disconnect digitally and you spend 5 minutes in your mind actively pursuing the grace of God. Look at His Word and see that rhythm settle into your life. Can I pray with you? Father, I thank you for your amazing grace. I thank you for your loving kindness. I just want to ask that again, as we seek, that we will find. That as we look to you, that we will find and we will hear your voice. And as we choose to set aside just 5 minutes, may we meet with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for connecting to our talk. Please take a moment and visit our website. All of our talks, podcasts, content is going to be online as well. You can visit www.co-church.org. And if you want to contact me directly, if you have any questions, if you want to find out anything, please, I would love to hear from you. My email address is bevan@co-church.org. Hopefully, we're going to see you soon again for another Faith Talk.